Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
You have bad blood in you, a father used to hammer at his little daughter, blaming her failures on her mother's DNA. Subsequently, she grew up feeling second class, not good enough, inadequate. Actually, she was a lovely young woman who was wounded with feelings of failure and inadequacy. Tell a child that he's no good long enough, he'll believe you. He'll act out his failure. When you are like that, you are the walking wounded, the ones on the outside, afraid of getting too close to people lest you be rejected again. The writer of Hebrews speaks of those outside the camp who are associated with the abuse that Christ received, abuse which was unwarranted, unjust, and undeserved. Here's the text. So Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore. For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city to come. Outside the camp. That's an interesting expression. Those outside the camp or the cities the situation may have been were the cast-offs, the misfits, the lepers, the rejects of society, the off-scouring of the flesh. Also outside the camp are the unreached nations. John Piper puts it, outside the camp are the other sheep that are not of this fold. Outside the camp are the places and people who will be costly to reach and require no small sacrifice. Jesus, of course, was not crucified in a Catholic church, as Mark Twain conjectured, seeing the maze of crucifixes in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre when he visited Jerusalem. Golgotha, or the place of the crucifixion, was outside the walls of the city of Jerusalem. The Jews wanted no bloodshed within the city, so executions always took place outside the camp. Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He made a choice. Identify with God's people outside the camp, rather than to live in luxury in the palace of the Egyptian king. Now some are shoved outside the camp, rejected by those within, but others voluntarily choose to go outside the camp and thus identify with the suffering of Christ. Today, vast numbers of individuals, believers in Jesus Christ, find themselves outside the camp, rejected by family, by friends, by society, sometimes the church. They bear the disgrace that he bore. Yet the writer of Scripture speaks of our going outside the camp with him as an act of the will, something you choose to do rather than are forced to do. The writer of Hebrews adds a motivation for going outside the gates. He says, "For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city which is to come." There's far more than the 70 years of life as we know it. But those who suffer outside the camp, who enter the fellowship of Christ's suffering, are made holy through the blood of Christ. And theirs is the eternal home described by John in the book of Revelation. Perspective sees the celestial city, not simply the loss of comforts within the gates of society. Go outside the camp and touch someone. The orphan, the child suffering with HIV, the prostitute, the misfit, the reject. That's what Christ would do. Going outside the camp means breaking out of your little circle of comfort. Touch someone who desperately needs a human touch. I'm Harold Saleh. You've just heard Guidelines. You can download what you hear on Guidelines by going to our webpage at guidelines.org. Click on the date for today. You can also listen to it in live audio. Email reaches us at guidelines@guidelines.org.